This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says President Donald Trump will announce a major therapeutic breakthrough on Sunday, later this evening, for the treatment of coronavirus, the pandemic that has killed more than 176,000 people in the United States and infected nearly 5.7 million, more than any other country across the world. The announcement comes a day ahead of the start of a Republican National Convention, where Trump will be nominated for a second four-year term as president. Republicans will aim to recast the story of Trump's presidency when they hold that convention, featuring speakers drawn from everyday life, as well as from cable news and the White House, while drawing a stark contrast with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The four-day convention starting this week will feature a number of well-known Trump supporters, including members of the Trump family, but also those with whom the GOP say are members of the silent majority of Americans who've been aided by Trump's policies. Planners say they will put forward a more positive convention than the Democrats' roasting of Trump in the Democratic National Convention, which closed last week. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the Belarusian capital of Minsk for a rally Sunday against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko amidst a post-election crackdown, amid a heavy military presence in the city and a fresh warning from the army. Crowds filed down the streets of the city center as protests entered a 15th day. They're calling for Lukashenko's resignation. Ahead of the rally, the defense ministry announced that any unrest near national monuments and statues would be handled by the army rather than by police. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov accused Belarusian opposition members who left the country during recent protests of seeking bloodshed, according to the RIA news agency. He added that the opposition leader, Svetlana Tsinanovskaya, who fled to Lithuania following a disputed election 2 weeks ago, has been pressured to make more statements. His words came as tens of thousands of Belarusians joined the anti-government demonstration in Minsk on Sunday. The EU has rejected the results of the election, which granted Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. He's been in office since 1994. And the EU has vowed to sanction Belarusians responsible for ballot fraud and a police crackdown that saw nearly 7,000 people arrested and sparked gruesome allegations of torture and abuse in police custody. Two people were killed in clashes in Ivory Coast that erupted between rivals armed with clubs and machetes after President Alassane Ouattara was chosen to run for a controversial third term. That's according to local sources in Ivory Coast on Sunday. Young opposition supporters on Saturday took to the streets in several towns, especially the southern cocoa-growing hub of Divo, after the president accepted his party's nominations for the October poll. Tensions have been running high since the president's decision to run again, despite having already served two terms, which are the maximum permitted under the Constitution. He had planned to hand the reins to the country's prime minister, who died of a heart attack in July. The 78-year-old incumbent and his supporters now say a 2016 constitutional tweak has reset the clock on the two-term limit. 20 inmates were killed in a shootout with police during a prison breakout in Madagascar on Sunday. That's according to the Madagascan Justice Ministry. Scores of prisoners attacked guards with rocks and grabbed a gun as they tried to flee the prison in the southeast of the Indian Ocean island. The police and army moved in, capturing 37 of the 88 escapees. Another 20 were killed and 8 were wounded in a shootout. 31 inmates are still on the run, the ministry said, vowing to boost security at all penitentiaries across the country. Mass prison escapes are not uncommon in Madagascar. In 2016, around 40 detainees broke out from a high-security prison in the southern part of the country. The United States-led international coalition in Iraq withdrew from Iraq's Taji military base on Sunday and handed it over to Iraqi security forces. Witnesses and the coalition said the base is 20 kilometers north of Baghdad and had been the site of frequent rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias targeting the U.S.-led troops in recent months. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.